Hey family, how are you today? I just want to wish you well and pray that you're making a joyful day out of what you've been given. I was reminded today that we as human beings, as people, whatever you want to call us, as you know, we know, the thing, as Joe Biden would say. But I wanted to remind you today that there are several days out of our year, every single year, that we do everything that we can to accomplish the goals that we have in front of us, to meet the needs that are set in front of us. And many times we don't get to meet those needs. We feel like we have too many burdens, too many struggles, too many complications in our life, and we don't know how to approach them. We feel like we're inadequate when it comes to the day. And I want to let you know that that right there is the most amazing opportunity for God to come in and show us His goodness, His mercy, and His glory. But we must first be willing to give it to Him. So if you're going through that struggle today, if you're unsure that you can complete everything that you need done, don't worry about it. In fact, instead, cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. And even more than that, if you have worries or anxieties, don't be worried or anxious, but instead, through prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, let God know all about it and make sure you add in that thanksgiving part, and He'll give you a peace that passes understanding. Hold on, buddy. That's my son. We're finna go trick-or-treating. And He'll give it to you that no one else can comprehend.
Dad has white feet, a little bit of white on the
Yeah.
feet.
Yeah,
Too.
you want to tell them?
Oh, but
You want to tell the people? You can't see them, but they're there. Tell them about Cat in the Hat. You don't want to? Well, never mind. My son wanted to say Cat in the Hat has white on his feet. That's what he is for Halloween. I don't disagree with Halloween. I think that people can think whatever they want to, but I'm not worshiping demons. I'm not worshiping devils. I'm just giving my son an opportunity to go out and express himself with new people, and I'm getting a chance to go out and pray for people door to door. So I want to remind you today, you may be inadequate in one area, but you are perfectly adequate in another. So I want to pray for you. Father God, in Jesus' name, if there are burdens and worries and struggles, if there's a cloud of depression over my family's head, I command that cloud to leave right now in the name of Jesus. I command that the practicality of your application would go upon their life, that they would see that you are more than enough and that you are well able to do all things in our lives, that you have more than enough provision for us, and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Father, I bless you and I thank you for my family, the family you've given me here on this earth. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit that is far more than capable. And right now, Holy Spirit, go out, touch your family, touch my brothers and sisters, light them up in the calling that you have for them, and let them know that you supply according to your richness in glory that is in Christ Jesus. We have more than enough, family. You be blessed and you'll be a blessing. I love you. Have a good day.